arriving back at Copplestone train station. The journey to Exeter takes about half an hour. For Kim Woods, the idea of the train no longer stopping here is a total non-starter.
I'd be absolutely devastated. I use the train all of the time, and so do my children, to get into Crediton and to Exeter. It's an extremely important link, and a lot of other people use it on a daily basis to go to work.
The idea of the train simply sailing through also gets the thumbs down from this young mum.
I just think it would cut off the lifeblood of the village, really. The village has developed so much since the train stop has been improved, and we've got more trains coming through now. It's used loads. My partner wouldn't be able to get to work in Exeter every day if it wasn't coming from here, and we'd have to move, so it would be terrible.
He couldn't just go to Crediton?
Well, no, he doesn't drive. And why would you... I mean, if he had to go to Crediton, he'd have to get a bus, and then he may as well just stay on the bus all the way, which is a long journey.
As part of the consultation into the future of the Barnstable to Exeter train line, one local passenger group is arguing that fewer stops means faster trains and a better service. They're pushing to cut all but three, leaving only Umberley, Eggersford and Crediton. They argue that only 8% of passengers use the smaller stations in between anyway. But it's a controversial idea, and clearly one that's got people hot under the collar.
I'd have thought you'd want more stations in the countryside, more stops, rather than fewer. This is a well-used line, they're well-used stations. It doesn't seem like a very good idea to me.
Put more cars on the roads, I imagine, even for a short distance. So in the countryside, with the cost of petrol, it seems to me a bit of a no-brainer.